we're up there now kind of grinding through this as a coach and staff with what we want to get accomplished right now. I'm just really learning the players at this particular time and not really concerned too much about what went on here in the past. I'm more concerned about what's about to go on.
You've had some pretty good left tackles in your career. Where do you see Belvedere and where the type of player he is and where
I spent a lot of time. I did him coming out in the draft and spent a lot of time watching him at that point, and then, of course, watching him here. I think he's done some really good things with these guys here as a left tackle. So, you're right. I've been around. Obviously, we drafted Jake in Miami. I had Flozell Adams in Dallas. So I was lucky to have some good tackles with the Breckenshaw, down there in New York. So, been around so many good ones. And, this guy's done a nice job here for us last year. I think he's such a big, tall guy with his length and the way he moves his feet. He's an effective player.
You said you looked at cut-ups and stuff last year. Did you look through 2 years ago when this was like a pretty good run block?
Yeah, absolutely did. So I went back, watched it, and they were number one in the league.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, at that time, I was in a different place. I say a different place, I mean, obviously, I wasn't in New Jersey, I was in Miami at that time. But, what you do in the off season is you usually spend time studying other people and what they've done well, and who's done what well. At that time, you're watching Raider, huh? So that was something that we spent time watching.
In 2 years ago, they had Wiz at the left guard spot.
Yes, sir.
Is there any consideration at all to maybe moving him back to left guard? Or are you convinced he can be a center? And what did you see on tape of him at center?
Well, I mean, again, those are right now not decisions that I can make. It's something that Dennis and Reggie and that group of guys, will make the final decision. We got a long way to go before any of those things happen. But, I did watch him. When you're watching film from 2 years ago, you're seeing him, obviously, you're seeing him play guard, and then you're seeing him play center this past season here. So I've seen him play both, and I've seen him come out of college. And, the good news is, to have a young player like that with flexibility, and I think that's critical in any of the line positions is to find guys with position flex, because not knowing what Dennis will take to the games and what we'll have on a game day roster and all that, but you can get caught into some quicksand during the games and you end up having to play a bunch of those guys. I can remember a kid that I had in Miami that had to play three positions in one game because we were down to five guys.
How's the McFadden fit? What do you want to do?
I think really good. I think it fits it really well, and I'm excited about getting a chance to work with a player like that. I've known of McFadden for a long time. My quarterback coach at the time in Miami was a fellow by the name of David Lee. And David Lee was the coordinator at Arkansas when they were out there and they were running, McFadden and Felix and that group of guys and doing some different things with them, I don't want to say that word. You guys, you'll bring it up soon enough. But they were doing some different things with him, obviously. And I got a chance to watch him and study him and get a chance to learn him. He's got a talented guy. What I was surprised of was his body weight, watching him when he runs the football here. And in other words, I was surprised that he weighed what he weighed, because to me, he plays bigger than that.
Do you want to talk about how long it takes to get that system, to get guys used to that system? In your system, is it something that guys pick up quickly, or is it something that is going to be a pretty big learning curve? How do you?
I think like anything else, when you come in, and there's new terminology, and again, it's Greg's system, and I'm learning the terminology right now, just as all the coaches here are learning the terminology, and Greg and I are, he's kind of learning some of my line calls, and I'm learning how he, how he'll call things during the game. So that's something that we're all kind of going through right now. But I think when push comes to shove here, I don't see this being something that the players want, that it'll take a long time for them to grab and get a hold of. effect. I think it'll be something that they'll be excited about, you know, and I think that that'll be a really good thing, you know, as we get going here. You know, all that being said, you know, I've coached this position long enough, I've dealt with the questions long enough, you know, and this is probably the most difficult position to put together, you know, it really is. And because you're getting five guys that need to play like one by the end of this whole thing, and in training camps and those things, you could have moving parts, you know, in and out to see other people. So to get them all to do the same thing, you know, it really requires a little bit of time. So when the time is right, and you know, and we get into those phases here, you know, down the road, and we can get started with the players, I don't think it'll take long.
What appealed to you about coming here to this place specifically?
Well, first of all, you know, the history here, I would say, without a doubt. I mean, I'm a history buff. You know, I had obviously a chance to be with the Dolphins and be with the Cowboys and be in some organizations that have, you know, tremendous history. And I love this history here. The other thing that appealed to me is, quite honestly, is Dennis, Allen, and Reggie. And getting a chance to visit with them, you know, our owner, you know, getting a chance to visit with them and just understanding the vision that they had and really what Dennis is trying to do and what Reggie's trying to do with, you know, with this organization right now and the direction that they're headed. You know, I mean, I've been involved in a lot of different teams, you know, too many, to be quite honest with you. And, you know, at the end of this whole thing, you know, I just wanted to be in a situation where I felt like everything was headed in the right direction. And, you know, when I had a chance to visit with them, you know, it just immediately was a good, I had a good feeling about it.
I'm surprised how fit into what you guys, how does he fit in?
He's an interesting guy, okay, because he's his own, you know, he comes from his own blocking scheme in Houston, you know, and then he ended up coming here and they did a lot of his own blocking stuff, but he's a tough physical guy, you know, and I really like those kind of players, you know, that are tough, physical, dependable guys, you know, and I think that a guy like him, you know, I think he'll fit in nicely with some of the things that we're doing, you know, I mean, as well as, you know, some of the other players in that group. So, you know, I hate singling out players. I honestly think that they have, you know, several, you know, good young players here. I mean, we talked about a couple of them already. And, you know, lots of Belvier, Wisniewski, and Reisel, these kind of people. So, you know, I mean, I think he'll fit in well.
Bergman didn't get a whole lot of time. He was that extra tight end sort of spot. What were you able to see from him? Did you look back at his college stuff? Or did you see him coming out?
I actually had him in. We had him in New York for our top 30 visits, you know, and we brought him in and, you know, we sat down and had a conversation. So, I mean, next time he sees me, won't be the first time he's seen me. It'll be the third or fourth time with the combine and the interviews. But having him in the building, you know, when you bring a guy in for the visits, is always a good thing. And, you know, he's a brilliant guy. I mean, really smart man, smart player. I thought on tape, really athletic, you know, the type of player when I watched him in college. You know, obviously, I didn't get a chance to see a whole lot of him here. You know, played in, let's say it was the last game of the season. He and Lucas were in and out a little bit there. And, you know, it's good. It's good news to have a couple of young players coming through that you can spend time developing.
Some words about the long time under Parcells, what impact see on your philosophy and just the way you approach the game?
He's had probably the greatest impact on my philosophy and how I approach a game. You know, anytime you have a chance to work under a coach like Bill Parcells, you know, I've worked for Bill Parcells, Tom Coughlin, Marty Schottenheimer, you know, I've been around a lot of, you know, outstanding coaches, Rex, you know, I mean, but at the end of this whole thing, I have a chance to coach under Bill, and then Bill, when I was head coach in Miami, you know, Bill was, you know, the owner's designee there, and he was, you know, in charge of all football, and, you know, that was one of those deals there, you know, which was helpful to me, too, you know, as a first-time head coach to be able to go into a situation like that, and, you know, when you have a problem or you have something that pops up to bounce something off of somebody with that type of experience. But he's had a tremendous influence on me and my, you know, in my coaching career, and you know, he's really happy to see him get into the Hall of Fame here.
Tony, you've been around the game long enough to see the evolution of offenses, and you know, there was a time, you know, 30 years ago maybe, when quarterbacks who were athletic didn't really get a lot of play. And often they were moved someplace else. Now it seems like the trend's gone the other way, where it's actually an asset to have an athletic quarterback. What's your thought process on just the way the league is evolving in that direction?
Well, I mean, you can see it happening right now. Obviously, what just happened in San Francisco and out in Seattle, Carolina, you know, a lot of those places, you know, it's just you're starting to find, you know, that more and more teams are getting into some of that stuff. And you know, I think this league is about being able to make big plays. And at the end of it, you know, at the end of it all, it's how you create chunk yardage, you know, that is going to matter, and whether or not you take care of the football well enough, and you can win football games. But chunk yardage, you know, and how you get it, whatever way you can do it, I think is critical. And I think these athletic quarterbacks that are coming out now, you know, and what you're seeing coming out of some of these systems through college right now is, you know, it's starting to form a new kind of a new trend in the league. You know, I mean, it's interesting because I remember, you know, the first time that we ran out there with, you know, a Wildcat formation, okay, but it was Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie and Ricky.
He wasn't going to throw
backfield.
It.
Yeah. You know, he did. He threw about, I think Ronnie will tell you, he was 75% completion. I think it was 3-for-4, but so he thinks he has the highest quarterback rating in history. But, you know, and the truth is now, you know, with these type of players being able to take every snap, and you really don't know what they're going to do. I mean, because they're taking every snap and they can drop back and throw the football, or they're taking every snap and, you know, they can run zone reads or run options or do some of these different things like, you know, like Kaepernick and these people are doing, and, you know, some of the, you know, Russell Wilsons of the world. You know, it just brings a complete different element for the defense to have to prepare for. And, you know, you just see more and more of these kids that maybe a while ago would have had to come out and maybe think about a position change, where now, I mean, everybody in the league is kind of saying, hey, wait a minute here. Just like I said, you know, I mean, you're gonna study all that stuff. Everybody's gonna look at the same things.